This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
Good afternoon and welcome to Monday. It is the first day of August, the year 2022. The sun rose today at 6:04. It will set again at 10:25. That will give us 16 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes and 15 seconds compared to yesterday. A record high for this date was 76 degrees set in 1998, and a record low was 42 set in 1919 and in 2009. We're much closer to the former right now, with 67 degrees right now registering out at the airport. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 60s. Well, that's all over. West wind to 20. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s, west winds to 20. And mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s, west winds to 20. Let's check out what the brand new Alaska Department of Fish and Game announcement has to tell us.
Hello, this is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Kodiak with Kodiak Commercial Salmon Fishery Advisory Announcement number 20, date issued August 1st at 10 a.m. There will be an 81-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Tuesday, August 2nd until 9 p.m. Friday, August 5th in the following areas. In the Cape Alatak, Alatak Bay, Mosier Bay, and Olga Bay sections of the Alatak District, the Northwest Kodiak District, except for the Anton Larsen Bay, Sheratine Bay, Kajuyak Bay, and Spearden Bay sections will remain closed, and the southwest Afognak section of the Afognak District. There will be a 57-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Tuesday, August 2nd, until 9 p.m. Thursday, August 4th in the following areas. In the outer Karluk and Sturgeon sections of the southwest Kodiak District, the east side Kodiak District, except for the inner Ugak Bay and outer Ugak Bay sections, will remain closed. The mainland district and the Duck Bay, northwest Afognak, Paranosa Bay, northeast Afognak, southeast Afognak, and Raspberry Strait sections of the Afognak District, and the Humpy Deadman section of the Alatak District. The following areas will close to commercial salmon fishing at 9 p.m. Thursday, August 4th. The Izuit Bay, Inner Katoy Bay, and Outer Katoy Bay sections of the Afognak District. Closed waters are reduced until 9 p.m. Thursday, August 4th, in Katoy Bay to the fishing game markers located at Little Katoy and Big Katoy Bays near stream numbers 252, 323, and 252-324. Cost recovery fisheries are scheduled to begin in Katoy Bay Special Harvest Area on August 5th, and fishing opportunities in the Duck Bay, Izuit Bay, Inner Katoy Bay, and Outer Katoy Bay sections will depend on the ability of the Regional Aquaculture Association to meet cost recovery needs, and all cost recovery information may be obtained by calling 486-6559. As previously announced, the Spearden Bay Special Harvest Area remains open until further notice, and fishermen are reminded that until further notice in that portion of the northwest and southwest Kodiak districts, south of a latitude of Cape Kuliak, king salmon 28 inches or greater in length may not be retained by purse seine gear in the commercial fishery and must be returned to the water unharmed. Other closed waters are shown in the Kodiak Area Salmon Statistical Chart and detailed in Commercial Salmon Fishing Regulations, and statistical charts, harvest strategies, and commercial salmon fishing regulations are available at the Kodiak Fishing Game Office, and of course the most recent salmon fishery information may be obtained by calling the department's 24-hour record-a-phone at 486-4559. Thank you very much. Good luck fishing. And this is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The tide has turned. We now have an incoming tide. Our next high tide here on the east side will happen at 5:29 p.m. and be 7.4 feet. Over on the west side, your high tide will happen at 5:51 this afternoon and be 12.9 feet in Larsen Bay. Mariners, here's your forecast from Marmot Island to Sitkin at Kodiak's east side offshore. Small craft advisory through Tuesday. Southwest 30 today, seas to 10 feet. West 30 tomorrow, seas to 10 feet. Over in Shelikoff Strait, small craft advisory through Tuesday as well. Southwest 25 today, seas to 7 feet. For tomorrow, west 25, seas to 6 feet. The Borough Assembly will be having a special meeting tonight. That's happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers. For any information regarding the agenda, go to the Borough Assembly website. For other questions, call the Borough Clerk's Office at 907-486-9314. The Board of Education work session scheduled for today has been canceled. For more information about that, call Bianca Clark at 907-486-7566. Tomorrow, the Women's Bay Service Area Board will be having their meeting. That's happening at the Women's Bay Fire Department at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. And on Thursday, the Assembly will be having a regular meeting. That's happening in the Assembly Chambers, Thursday, August 4th at 6:30 p.m. The Kodiak Amateur Radio Emergency Services Group will be offering amateur radio licensing exams on Wednesday. The exams will be held at the Bayside Volunteer Fire Department's training room. Pre-registration is required. For more information, contact John Kimmel at 907-942-0741. And these tests are provided at no charge. Kodiak 4-H hopes you'll come out on Saturday, August 6th, this coming Saturday, at 1:30 p.m. to the Kodiak Baptist Missions Arena for their third annual Kodiak 4-H Dog Show. The event is free to the public. Come after the farmers market and show your support for 4-H members who have been working hard over the last few months building relationships with and training their dogs for the Kodiak 4-H Dog Project. For more information, call 907-486-1503. But again, that's happening Saturday, 1:30 p.m. at the Kodiak Baptist Missions Arena. Kodiak History Museum is now offering a guided museum experience every Saturday this summer. Come to the museum on Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. for a guided tour of their galleries and upstairs work area. The guided museum experience is free with the cost of admission. For more information, call them up at 907-486-5920 or visit their website at www.kodiakhistorymuseum.org. Kodiak 4-H Livestock Show and Auction is going to take place September 3rd at the Kodiak Island Fairgrounds. That show will be at 9 a.m. Bidder registration will begin at 11 a.m. and the auction will take place at 12 noon. These events are the culmination of a year of hard work and dedication by young 4-H members. These 4-H members invest a lot of time, love, money, and energy into their livestock project. It's up to the community members to invest in the youth of 4-H by purchasing the animals. For more information on how to support local Kodiak youth in agriculture, visit the 4-H website. You can also call them up at 907-486-1503 or email them at kodiak4h@gmail.com. 4-H also has a Facebook page. The Hospice and Palliative Care of Kodiak is hosting an 8-week grief recovery program that runs every Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. starting September 7th. Next Wednesday, in the multipurpose room of the Kodiak Public Library. Space is limited. To register, call them up at 907-512-0600.
Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT 2 times a day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. and during the midday report at 12:20. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181, fax us at 486-2733, or email psa@kmxt.org.